Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With the first anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing rapidly approaching, Boston's preparation for a disaster and the response to it will be the focus today of a forum at Boston University. The event, Leading Cities Through Crisis, Lessons from the Boston Marathon, is hosted by former Boston Mayor Tom Menino in his new role at BU's Initiative on Cities, which Menino co-directs. Mayor Menino joins us now to talk about it. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be with you.
The all-day event today looks at both how Boston was prepared for the tragedy that occurred last year with the marathon bombings, but also how we've moved on from there, right?
That's right. It talks about how Boston had acted in a positive manner early on other issues, and we're able to deal with it at the marathon bombing. And what happened since then? How we worked with the survivors over the last year, and some of the survivors will be at our conference this morning, and talking about what that reaction they had to what the services were given to them.
What were the biggest takeaways for you that came out of Marathon Monday last year in terms of the way the city as a whole responded?
It really told the strength of Boston. You know, people reacted in a positive manner. They all want to work together, help each other. You know, when runners were stopped along the way, people came out and gave them blankets and helped them out. And, you know, since then, there's been a lot of different events helping. The One Fund raised $61 million in 8 weeks to give to the survivors. And since then, we raised $13 million additionally. I think what's happened over the last year or so, Boston has become a city that really cares and really has shown that in so many different ways. We're a big city, we're a small city. We all care about each other, and that marathon bombing affected all of us.
Do you think the fact that the city got back to normal fairly quickly after those tragic events of a year ago helped the healing process?
No question about it. We had a good team in place. Department of Neighborhood Services went out there and interviewed 500 businesses. And let me just say, that was part of it, that we were able to get out there right away, see the businesses, see the residents, see what we could do to help them out, get back and open their businesses, get back in the residents. That's what's it. Nobody, you know, there's no bureaucracy here. It was how we get the job done, get it done right away.
What was the lesson for Boston out of the events of last year?
The lesson is how, if we work together, we can accomplish anything. And I never saw the Boston Police, State Police, FBI work so well together, other agencies work together. You know, spirit of cooperation, they want to get the job done, and they got the job done effectively and efficiently.
And, of course, a lot of people from outside of Boston will be attending today's event, hoping to take something away that they can bring back to their communities. What's the message for them?
Well, I think it's pre-planning. I think that's it. Boston was, we did some pre-planning several years ago, and we dealt with this issue on a model that people didn't think would ever happen. And when it happened, we were able to implement that model, and it worked. I mean, you never know when tragedy like this is going to happen, so you have to be prepared for it.
Former Boston Mayor Tom Menino, co-director of the new Initiative on Cities at Boston University, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Mayor Menino was speaking about a forum taking place at Boston University today called Leading Cities Through Crisis.